We went down to the crypts. Father was there, and we talked. He was sad.
And why was that?
Lewin peered through his tube. It was something to do about John, I think. The dream had been deeply disturbing, more so than any of the other crow dreams. Hodor won't go down into the crypts. The maester had only been half listening, Bran could tell. He lifted his eye from the tube, blinking.
Hodor won't go down into the crypts.
When I woke, I told him to take me down to see if Father was truly there.
At first, he didn't know what I was saying, but I got him to the steps by telling him to go here and go there. Only then he wouldn't go down. He just stood on the top step and said, Hodor, like he was scared of the dark. But I had a torch. It made me so mad I almost gave him a swat in the head, like old Nan is always doing.
He saw the way the maester was frowning and hurriedly added, I didn't, though.
Good. Hodor is a man, not a mule to be beaten.
In the dream, I flew down with a crow. But I can't do that when I'm awake, Bran explained.
Why would you want to go down to the crypts?
I told you, to look for Father. The maester tugged at the chain around his neck, as he often did when he was uncomfortable.